Let's turn to Matthew 25. We're living in Matthew 24. Famines, different things. I wanted to come with an encouraging word today, and I'm not really going to teach. I'm just going to share out of my heart. Because I know a lot of people are afraid, and a lot of people on my channel are really awake. And there's some that I really don't have any more warnings. I feel a lot of people that have been blowing the trumpet feel that same way, that we need to fill ourselves with the oil. And Matthew 25 is, well, let's look at 24 first. We've been talking a lot about this. The disciples came to Jesus. We are living the word right now. It is absolutely coming alive to us, and we never thought that we'd be living in such a day. And in one hand, it's very scary, but on the other hand, we're to rejoice that if we're persecuted for his name's sake, that God will reward us. This world is not our home. The whole world is in lockdown right now. And a lot of people are deceived why it's locked down. But there's others that know some of the real reasons. And I've been talking to you about the beast is rising in Revelation 13 and Revelation 17. Don't get distracted by a lot of things that, first of all, there's a lot of false information out there. And you don't know who to believe. You don't know what to believe. And I just want to encourage everybody to stop worshiping men. Get into your Bibles. There's a lot of preachers that are going to really, their true colors are going to come out. When we come out of this, if we come out of this lockdown in different ways, there's systems that are set up that are never going to go back. And if you've studied anything, you know what's coming, some of us. I want to just share a couple things. But the truth, the real truth, are being shadow banned. And what is shadow banned? I know I've been shadow banned for a couple years now. This is what, you put the video out and they say you have so many views, but then you'd watch it change and you'd watch it kind of decrease. It's like, what's going on? Shadow banning, well, it's a good thing if you're telling the truth and you're being shadow banned. Because the devil doesn't want the truth coming out, but it's partially blocking someone. And I think it might be a good time for all of us to get off Facebook, because now they're going to fact check you. And even things that if it's not going with their agenda, you're wrong. We're coming into a real strong censorship that we have never known before. But the shadow banning has been going on for a while, but they're... The person that's putting out the video is unaware of the ban. To block the content, to limit those who see your posts, as they call it, fake news. And we're having this now. We're in a step of it now. I've seen it over the last week. And I just know, because I know what's happening, that more censoring is going to happen and more persecution is coming. So here, one of the things we have to do for you and your family, you need to prepare. If you haven't prepared already, you need to be prepared, because this is going to come as a total shock. The Bible says that even the elect can be deceived, and there's so many good, wonderful Christians, but you've trusted in the wrong leaders. You've trusted in the wrong preachers. And as we come up into this, the plan, the new order, things are going to change. Churches are going to change. Anything that is not sustainable is going to be removed or redone, whatever they decide is sustainable. The next 10 years, Agenda 20 to 30, is going to be more changes than we've ever imagined. Change, 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 as they're bringing down one order and then they're raising up another. And this is a world. This is all the world. That's why all this stuff is happening around the world. And your children will be taught now how to be world citizens. But anyway, take heed that no man deceive you, and don't let yourself become afraid because panic wants to come. Remember, the Lord says, fear not. When I start hearing new things and I get afraid, what do? You just trust him and just say, Lord, you knew this stuff was coming. You don't let them manipulate your mind through fear and panic. The moment you fear, you give your power away and you become paralyzed. And when you fear, like a lot of people are fearing, they only see one thing. They see, oh, this is going to happen. They don't see what's really happening. And I'm going to share a couple little things. But take heed that no man deceive you. Get your relationship back with the Lord. Many have been seduced through churches of entertainment, and they've gotten really away from the true Jesus, and they've gotten into other formulas, and all by design. This has been planned many, many, many years ago. But Jesus said, don't let any man deceive you. He said, they're going to come in my name, or representing him, and shall deceive many. You're going to hear of wars, rumor of wars. See that you be not troubled. Why? All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Famine. And there is a famine already in the world of the Word of God. And trust me, it's going to get worse. If you have found a true minister, a true Christian friends, you need to surround yourself with them in this days of darkness, because it is, I believe, the beginning of sorrows. And then it says, we're going to have famines. Now remember, Joseph prepared for famine. So it's not unbelief to prepare. A lot of people think, I'm just going to live by faith. I'm not, nothing. You're going to be hurt the worst, because you haven't been listening to the warnings of what God's been telling us. He said to be a watchman, watch when trouble comes. And you didn't want to hear those preachers that were warning you. You thought they were too negative. But that was the Lord trying to warn his people. And he said there's going to be famines, and there's going to be prepared famines. Things are going to come into our world that we have never, this is history in the making, have never happened before. And pestilences, earthquakes, you're hearing about the earthquakes now all the time. These are what? The beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. This is the part we don't want to read. This is the part many people rip out of their Bible. In these end times, we have to face this, that they want to get rid of, they want to get rid of the cancer, and they want to bring balance to the earth. Guess who the cancer is? They consider Christians the virus that stands in the way of the Antichrist system. You have to understand, this is the Antichrist system in Revelations 13 and 17. It's rising. I've been telling you, it's rising. It's rising. Then what happens? They shall be offended. You're going to see a lot of people that, well, I was taught this, and this is happening, and I can't, they're going to be mad, and then they're going to betray each other. Right now, I think they're setting people up to betray each other, to tell on each other, to just a strange spirit of betrayal. And you shall be what? Hated of all nations. Here's the nations. For what? His namesake. We're not in this for ourselves, but there's a lot of ministries we've been teaching and training you that they're serving a different spirit. They're not serving the God of the Bible. This is a day of persecution for true Christians. And then many are going to be offended, betray each other, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many, because iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax cold. Verse 13, but he that endureth unto the end, we are going to endure unto the end. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit's living inside of us. And then he said, the gospel is going to be preached around the whole world for a witness unto the nations. Now in verse 25, he's talking about the kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins. In this hour you need to fill your lamp with oil. We have many people that just have a lamp. They have a form of godliness. That's all they have. They don't have a personal relationship. They don't know what the Bible says. And now's the time that you have been told you are a nut, you're off, you're flaky, you're a conspiracy theorist or whatever, they're going to be running to you. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're going to say, what did you know? How come you knew that? And we didn't. You're going to get this. And it's going to happen. The more and more, as you know, remember Noah's Ark, when the Ark shut, the door shut, they all wanted in then. And this is going to be the hardest thing when you start seeing people realize what's happening and they didn't listen. So there were 5 that were wise and 5 were foolish. And they were foolish. They took their lamps and took no oil with them. They didn't have a real relationship with the Lord. They had a relationship from a preacher that talked about something. We have to get our own relationship. When times get hard, we need to be led by the Lord. What to do? How to handle this? What are we going to do? If curfews become normal, if this gets lifted right now, but then it never goes away, things are going to be put in place. I have an idea of what I think is going to be the first to go. We're going to move into a cashless society. We're moving into a society where our Second Amendments are going to be taken away. Freedoms that we have taken for granted will be taken away because we're going into captivity. Same thing always happened in the Old Testament. When they didn't follow God, their enemies ruled over them. History just has a way of repeating it. But verse 3, they were foolish. They had a form, but they had no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. We've been preparing when everybody else said, it's all is well. We don't have. You're so negative. What are you worried about? What are you talking about this and that and this for? Why are you warning? Why are you saying this? Because we saw, we had eyes, and the Lord is saying, let people know that hard times are coming, that things are happening. The world that we know it is no longer the world that we knew. And we knew this was coming, but we didn't know how it was going to come. We didn't know how these changes. In the next 10 years, there's going to be so many changes. They're getting rid of the industrial. They're moving up. Everything's going to be online. Everything, your whole world's going to be AI, artificial intelligence. You'll walk into a airplane and without your ID, your ID 2020. You need to research on what ID 2020 is. And you'll be walking someplace and they'll take your temperature immediately. Everything is about to change the way that we knew it. So five were wise. And some of you have been telling me no one will listen. This will be the day they'll listen. Because they're going to be shocked into seeing, wow, I thought that this some of this stuff was just kind of going to lift in 2 weeks. Well, what if it doesn't? What if it comes back the fall? Or what if it, who knows? We have no idea of what these plans are. But I want to encourage some of you guys to listen to, and I'm not a fan, but Madonna has a video out that's called The Future. And it's very telling how the United States is divided. And this division has been on purpose. The dividing and the taking down of America. We're the only United States that stands in the way of this new world. They want every country to be the same. There won't be one here now that controls the other one. We're all about nations, you know. And I'm not saying I know all of it, but I just know that the world that we knew it is not coming back to us the way that we have the liberties and the freedoms that we have. And the kids, my son would tell me, that's in that movie, that's in this movie, that's it. They want a new race of people. That's in the X-Men. No, that's in this movie. I said, they pre-program and they tell you. Well, this Madonna thing, the future, she says not everyone's going to make it to the future. And they show a lot of bloodshed. So I'm just saying, okay, then there might be riots. We might start seeing different things that a lot of us have studied about, the police state we don't want, but we just have to be ready. We have to know that God's got us, and there's always been a price to stand, but none of us have really stood. There's not been any kind of standing for the remnant, really. The people sometimes you think are truth tellers were agents put in place. And that's going to be very, very hard for a lot of Christians. There's a lot of wonderful people that have been deceived. They're just deceived. And they have no oil. So we want to be not one that slept. We want to be awake. We want to be watching. And we're going to have to continue. I haven't slept hardly all week. I'm just like, okay, what's coming next? What do I have to know? Should I not preach anymore? Is it time to stop? Is it time to tell stuff? Or what, you know, what? And so many of the, like Tony from A Minute to Midnight, he goes, I have no warnings left. Because we've basically been just trying to wake as many Christians as we can. And I still think your families and different things, you're going to have an opportunity. You know, some of you that have prepared, you've got some food, take care of your families. What if rationing is constantly there, that you never ever can go out past 8 o'clock at night? These are the things you have to know. Even though this virus leaves, the things they're putting in place might not ever leave. And you know what? We just have to, don't be moved. Be strong. We're soldiers of the Lord. And it's time to really stand up to be who we really are supposed to be. So the beast is rising. I'm just going to give you a couple things. When you sit down now, I believe, these are just things that I think, and I could be wrong, but I'm just saying that when you're sitting down now and everybody's at home, notice the commercials are changing. Notice everything. You're going to be programmed for the way the new world system is going to work. Stuff we never thought we'd see on TV is about to come on TV. Everything is changing, so be prepared for that. And it's behavior modification. It's called TV or programming for a reason. There's going to be control of movement. I believe we're tracked now with artificial intelligence. There's movies out about that, I guess. I'm not into a lot of those movies, but there's going to be a collapse of the dollar. We've known this because there's got to be a one world currency, which is probably going to be digital. Hopefully we'll have a season to figure that all out, but these are the things that are not being talked about. The beast power in Revelation 13 and Revelation 17, it is arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold. That's what that is, it's gold. Gold and precious stones. It asserts powers over all the inhabitants of the earth. There's a lot of scriptures I've been reading about the net that has, like all of a sudden you just feel like you're captured in a net. It makes war with the saints of God in Revelation 17:6. It attempts to change God's calendar and laws. What are the main things we're going to see in this season of change? Is your laws are changing. Executive orders are coming into place. Daniel 7:25 also confirms that. But I found one, Psalms 94, verse 20, 21. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? Which frameth mischief by a law. You put a law in place, you put an executive order in place. I have a whole lot of all these executive orders from every president. You'd be amazed what's already in place. And when you call a national emergency, these laws go into place. So they frameth mischief by a law. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But God is my defense. He's the rock of my refuge. Fill yourself with the word and get with the Holy Spirit and get fear out of your life. Don't let fear paralyze you. Shut the TV off. I watch it only for finding out what's going on now because I know what I'm looking for. I know what I'm hearing. Now you're going to hear a lot more about tribunal laws. These are the laws of the United Nations. Governors are going to control certain sections and regions now. The governors are in charge. And I was reading about how Jesus went before the governor. It's like all these things are coming back. And they're thinking, the devil thinks he's going to win. And the church is going to be put down. And his system is going to be rising. And, you know, God's going to take care of him. We can't control this. But we have to fill ourselves with oil, stay peaceful. Parents, you have to be a refuge for your children. Some of these things they're going to face in school, it's like, wow, it's totally against what you've taught them. You're going to have to know how to deal with this. We're in another season of our lives. He shall bring upon their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord God shall cut them off. Okay, so we have to have confidence, be a wise virgin, fill yourself with oil. And you're going to see a lot of people running around. Again, thought you were nuts. You were afraid to talk. All of a sudden, they're going to be begging you, tell me what's going on. You knew something. Expect this to happen. And don't get mad at them because they're going to all of a sudden call you. They will. Now, the last thing I wanted to share is about understanding the role of the media as a gatekeeper. We're in an information war. Even on the internet, especially on the internet. People think, oh good, the white hats are coming to rescue us. It's all, don't be distracted by false news, because they're going to put out false news to distract you. You have to know, you have to have eyes to see, you have to know we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness. Don't be surprised if we have a three-day power outage. They did in Venezuela. They did where other these things have happened. They're going to scrub the internet. They're going to take down all. This is part of the plan. They call it the plan. They follow the plan. But you have to understand the role of the media. And if you're just going to sit there and watch, they're going to program you to what they want you to fear. I watch it for clues of what's coming. Okay, this is what they're doing now. Because we're in an information war. The gatekeeper decides what information goes forward and what does not. Whoever controls the media controls the world. This is what happened in Germany. The same sort of thing. All is well. There's nothing wrong here. And what happens when we come to face to it, now the church is part of the state. It's a state church now. This is what happened already. This is history repeating. Now, an insider that talked about these plans, he said, everything has two purposes. And understand and get this. Everything has two purposes, to make it acceptable to the people, and the real purpose to establish the new system. Mm-hmm. They control who has access to information. Have you ever noticed it's the same programming on every station? Well, wait till we go to national broadcasting. They're changing laws to promote moral and social chaos. The Lord loves order. The satanic kingdom loves chaos. They believe chaos comes order. Bring the chaos. Tell the people the problem. Make the problem. They make the problem. Then the people react out of fear, and then they come as a savior to solve your problems. Yeah. It's called problem, reaction, solution. Change the laws. This is the devil's in the details. Changing the laws to promote what? Moral and social chaos. Everything that you wouldn't believe would happen is being planned to happen. They, when they take down one kingdom and they bring up another, and we knew the beast was rising, but we didn't think it would happen this fast. There's going to be restrictions on travel, I believe. The sports, it's already happened. If you have not seen this, and you're really going to see it when you're watching TV now, sports or movie stars will be used as a tool of social change, social engineering. Hopefully, you have not got idols in Hollywood, because they're going to lead. They're going to, that's their people put in place that are going to show you what the new trends are, what to do. The music is going to change. Everything, I believe, is going to change in a rapid amount of time. I think we're going into travel restrictions and implanted ID cards. National ID cards have already happened, but there's an ID. It's going to be facial recognition, fingerprints. I've heard of a new tattoo they put on to that they can see if you have had everything that you need, all your shots to keep up to date. Study that. We're coming into mass psychology and control. Now people respond and behave through fear. And God rules through liberty and freedom. The beast system will be the god of forces. You're forced. You're forced to do this, or you're scared. You have to get in line. Isn't that sad? Televisions are monitoring people. We already know that. Your phones are being monitored. Things you used to be able to erase, have you noticed the last month you can't erase them? Have you tried to get rid of apps and all of a sudden they used to have an app? There's certain apps you cannot get rid of now because they've got chips in it. Everything is being upgraded artificially intelligence. You just have to know that we live in this artificial intelligence world. And controlling the population's source of information, if they can get rid of all of the other news sources that say something else. Like I've had 4 posts that I put up just about natural things, sunshine, different, taken down now. It was just like, this is incorrect facts. So if it's not according to the agenda, you're not going to be able to have the freedom that we did at one time. We knew censorship was coming, but boy, it all happened so fast. So it's multinational corporate mass media. And there is an agenda, of course, and they will not let you report certain things. That's why I think at some point in time there might be the shutdown of the internet, because so many people have woken up, and also to tell people what's going on, there's going to come a time of darkness. It was amazing because I was studying about Jesus when he died and he stood before Pilate and they wanted Barabbas. Mm-hmm. They're letting prisoners go for minor offenses. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They're releasing that. And I thought, wow, they wanted Barabbas.
Yeah.
And they wanted Jesus crucified. They still do. They want the true Jesus crucified. They're not persecuting you. It's the war between God and the enemy. It's still existing. We just were in these churches that told us all was well. They didn't prepare us. Everyone thinks we're going to fly away. We're going to fly away. We don't have to buy food. Well, now they see that they need some toilet paper. They weren't prepared. You know, they're not going to be prepared. That's just the first stage of scarcity. And if they can't handle that and people start getting freaked out about they can't get this, they can't get that, you can see how people are going to get hungry and they're going to fight. If this continues, I'm not saying it will. I pray it just lifts. But the structure is in place for it to continue. It's what you need to see. When 9/11 happened, we never, ever went back to normal. This is another. We're never going to go back to normal. And enjoy every day you can. Enjoy every... I mean, if people go into house, it's like house arrest. You can't go anywhere. You can't see your kids. In Trinidad, I was reading, you can't even have people over to eat. This is not normal. I mean, this is like, wow, heavy duty, fast. But if you know the agenda, then you'll know that this has been planned, not just in your lifetime. This has been planned for a long, long, long time. And I think 2020 was just a trigger point. So if anybody just relies on the mainstream media to keep you informed, you're simply living in an illusion. You're a blue pillar. You need the red pill. Wake up. And it's amazing at the end of Madonna's video, she goes, wake. And it wasn't wake up, I don't think. I think she just said wake. And I started seeing it on TV. Wake. Huh? Wake or wake up, but it was just like, that's what we're telling people to do. But she was calling people to wake up to what's happening to the United States of America. And at one point they do shut down like a camera and they show the whole United States divided. Remember, kingdom divided cannot stand. It's not about being Democrat and Republican. That's a big game. I've been trying to tell you that. They're not going to save us. Jesus is our Savior. Amen. So just in closing, I just want to say, fill yourself up with oil. Fill yourself up with oil. Everything's in the Bible. Look up all these scriptures you're going to see in Daniel, especially get over in Daniel. These are the beginnings of sorrow. It's the beginning of sorrow. We have to trust God. We have to have a relationship with the Lord. You need to fill yourself with oil. Be around people that understand. Hopefully we can, hopefully this will lift. I know it's lifted in China, but things are different. I'm hearing there's famine in China right now. It might lift, but there's going to be, and it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of sorrows. Because all of us that knew freedom, this new generation, they're not going to know what the freedom we had. We didn't have the freedom that our dads, our grandpas had. They didn't have to have a license to fish. They didn't have a license to go buy this or that. Everything we do is taxed. That's part of the system. Stealing the wealth. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So we have to wake up and really come alive till the Bible is true. And stop trusting in your media, trusting in all these other people, and get back when you first got saved. Who saved you? And there's a heaven to go to. This earth is very temporary, even though it's hard. It's like, in the Bible, there were martyrs. We didn't think we'd ever see anything like this come into our day. Everybody study Agenda 2030. There was times I would study it and I'd say, I don't want to read it anymore. Now I'm reading it and I'm going, it's here. It's not coming. And one of the guys that I heard, I forget who it was, said, yeah, we're into our, we're doing a couple sustainable development laws now or something. I was like, whoa, which ones are they? Well, I think we're about to see. But if you're studied and you know what that agenda is, one lady had it on YouTube and they took her off. You better study it now before you have to find out by experience rather than knowledge. Because it's always better to know. Knowledge is power. But some people in this hour are just going to experience. They're going to say, what happened? They were fools. They weren't paying attention to what the Lord was saying. They weren't really listening to the real people. They were listening to the false prophets. And they're going to be very, very, I'm going to close with that. They're going to be very, very sad because they're going to see the real person come out. And some of these, you're going to watch TV and they're going to bring in the New Age, the One World Spirituality. All this stuff that I've been teaching you, it's here. Unity. One, we're all one. And there's wonderful. I mean, it'd be great, except for they don't want Christians among that group. It's all unity but you. So anyway, just don't let your heart grow weary. And I know it's tempting every day. Every day, I haven't slept for all week. I just am on high alert. You know, what's going on? I want to see. I want to know so I can tell people what's going on. And we just can't allow fear to come in this day. Amen? Amen. So we'll see what happens. I guess that's all we can say. If I'll be here or not next week. I will be, but I don't know if the YouTube will let me. So we'll just see. Amen? Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.